Hi there. This 2-minute message is another behind the scenes look. It's kind of a funny story about this job I had at Microsoft that I see now was a turning point in preparing me to do something I love even more now, which is supporting yoga teachers. I was 23 when Microsoft hired me to communicate marketing programs to 130 sales reps and managers who were located throughout the United States. But here's the kicker. I couldn't use email, and there was no internet yet. The VP of sales at the time was prohibiting the sales reps from getting email because he saw what a time sink it was for those of us at corporate. And he didn't want the reps at their desk checking email. He wanted them out in the field selling Microsoft stuff. So I would gather up marketing information from various product groups at corporate, and then I would write memos. I would go to the copy center and then literally stand in front of mail slots and put in these memos to send out to the field. And then depending upon how those memos were received, I would get not email feedback, but phone calls and voicemails. So if I didn't do a good job of communicating what was needed, I could have 30 or 40 voicemails waiting for me. So of course, I got very motivated to do a good job, but at first I really couldn't figure out what a good job was. The feedback was really different and it was confusing. At first I literally thought that I couldn't meet all the needs, but eventually my mind adapted and I realized that there's a lot of variety in there that you kind of have to break it down, but it starts with two primary needs, and that is typically there are people who will need information at a glance, a one-page snapshot of everything that's important. And there are others who will need a lot of detailed support on how to execute anything that's referred to in this communication. So I realized I had really learned a lot, and that way of thinking of meeting needs was something that I didn't really consciously think about all those years later, but is just there. So when the opportunity came up to support yoga teachers, it wasn't surprising to me that the needs between teachers from different lineages and different experience levels is vastly different. You know, there's teachers who teach Ashtanga and power and restorative and yin and kundalini and hatha and gentle and yoga for seniors and cancer survivors and prenatal students, and it goes on and on. And I realized that that challenge of those different needs is something that I welcome because I respect all of those levels, and I see that levels, I mean differentiations among needs, and I see how Microsoft sales reps help prepare me for that.